Yor Aluai Tut is Executive Secretary in the Office of the Upper Nile State Governor.
The plan of the governor is to make them to join the people in the town here. That area is for protecting peoples. But now, the Malakal towns is safe, so they should come to join us to develop the states. Without them, we cannot make development in the town here.
Tut says the state addressed security in the town this past year. He says the governor plans to renovate roads and provide clean water supply by June 2024.
So this year we was working on the security problem in the states. So I think now we are like we reach these things. So the next year we will start working on the development of the states. So on the roads, lights and water and renovations of some offices in the states and ministers in these schools. This is the plan of next year.
Tut says Governor James Odok Oyai plans to travel to Longechuk, Maiwut, and Nasir counties to address insecurity. He says Odok is also coordinating with the governors of Central Equatoria, Jonglei, and Unity States to address the issue of illegal checkpoints on the River Nile. John Luong, chairperson of the Upper Nile Civil Society Forum, says the state should engage in dialogue with the five tribes living in Upper Nile to promote lasting peace. He says the deployment of unified forces should also be completed in Upper Nile.
I would want the government to initiate community dialogue between the five ethnic communities in Upper Nile State so that they can find a common ground for peaceful coexistence. The second priority, I would want the government to fully implement security arrangements. That is in regard to deployment of security forces across the state, because now you can see there are some corridors that the normal citizen cannot just pass.
He says he appreciates citizens for giving peace a chance.
I really thank people of Upper Nile because they are now like gaining their senses that violence is not the way of life. And if they continue that way, that they do things peacefully, it will be encouraging other people, and many people will come and live in Upper Nile, not even people of Upper Nile alone.
53-year-old Nyawar Mwenkwany, a mother of six children, says she expects 2024 will be a year of peace and development, and that the state will provide essential services like schools and hospitals.
في 2024 دارينا كان نعمل سلام
في Speaking in Arabic, she says, in 2024, we need to have tangible peace in South Sudan as a whole. The 64 tribes should live in peace because 2024 is a year of peace and it is a year of development of the country and it is a year of schools. And those who are bedridden without hospitals to take them to, hospitals should be there. Because if peace is available in the nation, all the needs of the civilians should be available. Some Upper Nile residents say Christmas in Malakal this year was calm. And the governor says peace and security will continue in 2024. For VOA News, I am Amir Abraham Kwart in Malakal.